The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Coming up on Life Today, James and Betty help us prepare to fight the enemy in the uncertain days ahead.
Think about this. If you can't get any news, you can't get anybody on the phone, nothing works. Well, I promise you, the enemy is trying to take us into that kind of darkness. He hates light because it reveals disturbingly the darkness of deception, the deadliness of it, the horror of it. Betty and I want to welcome you to Life Today, and I have to admit that my 80-year journey, and Betty was on much of it with me, and 65 years plus, married, 61, but I don't think I've ever been more disturbed about what I'm watching. To say that we in the United States and in the free world are sitting on a powder keg almost seems like an understatement. The enemy is lurking in every direction on this planet, in many different forces and sources. And I know that the only hope we have is for the family of God, the body of Christ, the church, to stand up and look like Jesus and look like the perfect Father, because we've got a father problem, we got family problems, we got national problems, we got economic issue problems. I mean, it's everywhere you look. And let me just say this to you, and I want you to hear me. I spent a tremendous amount of time with Jay Richards writing this book, Fight the Good Fight, the fight that matters, the right fight. These are the principles upon which everything that stands secure and safe and stable must be built. They're biblical, yes, but they're also the principles of our founders. The principles upon which this nation was built, and every meaningful relationship is dependent upon marriage, family, business, education, entertainment even, sports, believe it or not. Everything has to be built on a foundation that is so stable that it keeps every meaningful aspect of life in place. Now, we have abandoned many, even most of these principles that guided our founders to the birth of this great nation and has secured our freedom. I want you to get it, and I want you to encourage your friends to get it. It's a very easy read. They're very brief chapters, and I can promise you, if we apply these principles, we're going to see a course correction in our nation that will amaze you. Something else, Betty, that God led me to do is to establish a website called The Stream, a river of life, of love, of truth, of wisdom, that is fed by diverse individuals who were as diverse as our founders were. But they're brilliant and they're principled. So go to stream.org every day. Make it your home page. Find out how you can just make it always available where a notice is posted and you'll get it, something that really is important for that moment. So Betty, I worked very hard to place in the hands of every pastor, every church leader, every business leader, every father, every mother, every parent, help guides to return to sanity and stability and security and peace. I'm doing this after ministering for over 60 years. I have simply poured into these two vehicles. We're on Life Today every day. We're coming continually to share the greatness of God through individuals that you may have never heard of, and through the beautiful diversity within the family of God. You've seen supernatural unity begin to be built by what you've watched right here on this show. And Betty, I know you were amazed when God led me to share with the world, and you, of course, that you were to sit by me. And that was a tough journey. But when you look out right now and you see what's going on in our country, and you realize we've lived a great part of our life, We have this year 30 grandchildren. We have a very big blessed family, and I was a fatherless child. And yet we are seeing the blessings of God, and it is because of the principles of God that have been put in place. And it has fed our family. And Betty, right now I'm concerned for the future of our grandchildren because it looks like everything could collapse. It looks like the future is bleak. But it doesn't have to be because we don't have to continue to allow the deceiver and the destroyer to take over and control God's planet and God's people and all the people. We don't have to let him do it. We can take it back. And that's what I'm believing is going to happen. Aren't you deeply concerned of what you're watching?
I am very deeply concerned, James. You know, there's such a, at a point right now to where there's no doubt of what is good and what is evil. And the evil is so out there right now, James, and all their pride, and they're announcing their evil. They're pushing it on people, and they don't care. Evil wants to control the world right now.
No question.
And God's people have an opportunity. You have an opportunity as God's child to stand strong, to be strong, and allow God to work through you, every one of you. It takes all of God's children. That's what He wants, is His family to work together. Yes, James, we're all different. God made us different. I'm so glad that you and I are different. You know, our personalities are different. We probably wouldn't have gotten along very well if our personalities had been both like yours. But, you know, God did that for a purpose because we have all different callings on our life. God has a different purpose for me. He has a different purpose for James. But we can work together in those His purposes. So I hope you are listening really closely now. It's not somebody else's job. It's God's children's turn to step up and be strong in your walk, in your life, to be the example that He created you to be.
Well, just please hear this, what I have offered you in the stream and what I've offered you in the book, Fight the Good Fight, is some guidance from God and from His truth and His will through a very diverse, very gifted, very totally committed to His principles people. And I do hope you'll take advantage of it and get others to do it. Because if we don't turn the tide this year, if we don't correct course, then I think the future is very, very bleak. And we know who's coming, but He didn't tell us to try to get out of here. He left us here to get Him in here in the fullness of His glory and power. That's kingdom life and kingdom impulse. And that is really and truly why we're on this earth. I just want to share with you that recently, I got just a morning text from an evangelist named Rick Gage that I led to Christ when I was preaching in Lubbock, Texas, and he was a coach at Texas Tech University. And he got gloriously saved. He came out of a family where his dad was a preacher, Freddie Gage. His three brothers are just awesome witnesses for Christ. The whole family, they kind of grew up with me playing ball with them and just being another father, brother, friend to him. But anyway, the text indicated that my life had been a blessing. And he wrote it in these words, "Clearly you are a letter from Christ showing the results of our ministry among you. This letter is written not with a pen and ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. And it is carved not only in tables of stone, but on human hearts." Now, that's what he was saying to me because, in a way, I carved it in his heart. There are many right now who will never read the Bible, but they will read the pages of your life. So let the Spirit of the living God write the message of Christ in your attitudes, in your actions. Just as the Spirit of the living God puts influence in the Bible, so He can put His influence in us. You may be the only Bible some will ever read. You will be given an opportunity to share your life story with others. Holy Spirit, I want to be an open letter that tells of Jesus. I want unbelievers to see Jesus in my life. Isn't that your prayer?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, they do see Jesus in you. I hope they see Jesus in me. He indicated that He does. I hope many people are seeing Jesus in you. Paul went on to say that we can actually write letters in the fleshly tables of other people's hearts. That's what we're called to do. When we hear in the news every day that is disheartening, troubling, sometimes terrifying, to say the least. In the 80 years that I've been on this earth, as I said in the open, I've never seen the situation so seriously disturbing and distressful. We're sitting on a powder keg, and the national leaders have invited the enemies from all over the world to come into our nation, sadly, with national support and even transportation. It's like inviting the gates of hell to come in. Certainly death and destruction from shore to shore. Here we are. This is what I would like for us to hear. You don't have to quote the Bible verses to confirm the truth of God's Word. The rich farmer, Jesus called a fool, proved the effectiveness of proper farming principles and building principles. He understood something about proper construction because he had great barns. He was capable of building even more. He didn't use failing principles. He used sound principles, or he wouldn't have grown great crops that needed big barns. At the same time, he was presenting people a lot of work opportunities and a lot of labor and a lot of benefits, but somehow he was growing what was a benefit to people because somebody ate some of what he shared with others that needed to be there for people when they needed it. This guy wasn't a great man, but he was gifted and he used the right principles. The point I'm trying to make is success is built on unshakable, unquestionable principles. You can't deny that not having principles in place causes everything to be unstable and insecure. But when you have them in place, history confirms that there is security and peace in the land. This man, this person Jesus called a fool, he used good principles in his life, but his life was a wreck spiritually. The great blessings that have some of us that have helped us through history have in many ways been the supernatural applied wisdom of God, which people boldly stood up for, boldly. They gave their lives for him and everybody benefited from it. We've got to show that we are trying as the Church of the Living God, as the people who know the principles of God, that we are sharing those principles as His wisdom that comes from above. That's what we're trying to do through the stream. We're trying to give you God's mind, God's will, God's view. And you pray for us and you pray for all these wonderful people committed to the will of God and the principles of God. And we're trying to share them where you can see them and apply them. When applied, the people have always benefited. Cover to cover in the Bible, it's irrefutable. You apply God's truth and His principles, and the blessings are indescribably amazing. There are evil forces that are attacking God's truth and God's principles. And these evil forces have been invited into the land. They've always been attacking us. They've always been trying to take over and control us. One of the things the Lord has made very clear to me that the enemy wants to do, the enemy wants to put us in total darkness. And the enemy wants to cut off all of our communication. He wants us to get up and not know what's happening in the next state. He wants us to get up and not be able to find out if our family in other areas of the nation are even alive, to even know if certain cities or states even exist. That is the kind of total communication breakthrough the enemy is trying to break on us and to put us in total darkness. Think about this. If you can't get any news, you can't get anybody on the phone, nothing works. Well, I promise you, the enemy is trying to take us into that kind of darkness. That's his goal. It's been the goal of the enemy of light and life and truth from the beginning, Satan. He hates light because it reveals disturbingly the darkness of deception, the deadliness of it, the horror of it. Betty, pray. I'm asking everyone to pray. God, deliver us from this. And don't let it happen. God is wanting to keep us in the light. Help us be able to protect our ability to communicate, be able to protect the ability to see in the light. And people right now, blinded by the enemy, Betty, are groping around in darkness. And one of the reasons they're allowed to do that is because the people of the light, the Christians, have allowed the light to be covered by religion, by compromise, by self-seeking, by worship of things, even good things. He's doing everything he can to keep the light from being up on a lampstand, not covered, not hidden, because it illuminates the way out of the adverse, negative, even dangerous, damaging, deadly effects of darkness. Betty, I don't think we can pray any more wise than to pray for the light to shine through the body of Christ.
Well, you know, James, I'm sitting here as I was listening to you, and we have definitely experienced some of that separation that you're talking about, lack of communication through the time of COVID. People were afraid to get out, you know, but we were just afraid to even get close to anyone to communicate with them. And I think the enemy, that's what you're talking about, the enemy just loves, because he knows the key to freedom, the key to God's truth is through that interaction and that communication. So we have to be, as his children, more determined to express the truth of his love, his truth in his word. And they're trying desperately to turn truth into a lie, but God's truth will stand. It always does. So please understand what James is trying to share with you, his real heart and the importance of that communication and being one with one another in our different responsibilities.
Well, you know, Jesus said in his prayer, John 17, that the world would know we're his disciples because of the way we love one another. And one of the things you've seen on Life Today and you've seen through our ministry is a real commitment to bring together the various members of the body, all diverse, all different, sometimes sectarian or denominational perspective, and yet coming together to put our swords against one another down and take up a holy, sacred scalpel and try to do meaningful surgery to make correction where it's necessary, but do it as a family. Do it as a healthy, connected to one another, submitted to Christ the head, union of his family members, the body of Christ. That's what God's calling us to right now. And that's why you began a long time ago, some of you, not only watching Life Today, but sharing Life Today. Well, I'm asking you to do that through the book, Fight the Good Fight, also through the wisdom that is shared in a continual daily stream and throughout the day on the stream, stream.org. Betty, we are right now reaching out to put God's arms around some of the most desperately needy people I've ever seen. You know that we have saved millions of lives through mission feeding, millions of lives through Water for Life. Right now, we're in mission feeding. Well, we committed this year to feed 350,000 starving people, hungry, desperate people in various areas of the third world, primarily Africa. And we ran into another situation in Ethiopia where you could see 190,000 people in desperate need crying out for help. And I'm saying, God, we need a miracle to be able to do the 350,000, now we're seeing another 100,000. God, we need a miracle. All right, I want you to watch. You have been a part of a miracle. You have saved millions of lives. If you've never joined us in mission feeding, join now, big time. Please, I want you to watch very prayerfully, compassionately. While we're praying for God to heal our land, would you be the healing factor in the lives of these indescribably desperate children and families? Watch prayerfully.
Every morning, I worry about what my children will eat that day. All I can do is collect leaves off the trees. That's all I have to feed them. They cry out to me asking for bread, but I have none. Everything is dried up, and we have nothing to eat. We are waiting for others to stand with us during this painful crisis. It's a tragedy that I can't provide for them. It is my responsibility because they are my children. We have a small amount for dinner, and then in the morning we eat what is left from dinner. It is not enough.
Where I come from, every time I go to eat, I pray. I pray to God. I kind of wonder, what do you pray before you eat.
We are believing God and praying to Him to give us our daily bread, but we are still in need.
What a privilege it is for me to be with you today, to hear your story and to hear your hearts. I'm going to tell as many people as I can about your life and your story and your children, and I'm going to pray for you. So as I sit here today and I talk with you and I listen to your heart, I honestly can't even imagine the weight that she must carry every single day getting up, asking God to provide her the bread of life. Can we help provide the bread of life in so many ways for this precious family and so many more in this village that need our help right now?
I would like to have my arms around every one of those brokenhearted women and children. And we've held so many of them, Betty. I want a miracle to occur today. You know, we can feed 3, 5, or 10 children for $30, $50, or $100 for the next months. And I'm praying that people would give $1,000 and feed 100. We need a miracle right now for those precious people.
We really do. And you know, those children are all those mothers have. They are their life. And I know as a mother and a grandmother that the first thing that's on your heart is that your children are well taken care of. And when you can't provide them with their needs, it crushes your heart. So I hope you will hear that mother's heart. She prays for help every day that God will send someone to help her children. So you be that person. You be the one that helps that mother.
I'm telling you, holding a broken heart, extending healing hands, giving the hungry food, saving the lives of little children, their families, their parents, the people in their community, it's an indescribable joy. They have so little. You know, we talk about the beautiful children and grandchildren that we have, and I want them to have a chance at freedom like we've had. Those precious people have a sense of freedom, but in total poverty, and then with crisis when they have no harvest, and there's drought conditions or sometimes flooding conditions that destroy everything, they have no hope. God is their hope, but He shares that hope through His family, through His children, through us. And you've been the most amazing. I'm telling you, what you've done in just reaching out and touching people with the love of God, giving them food. And Betty and I have been there for so many years in so many places where it was so dangerous. You made the difference. And right now, we've just walked into another situation in Ethiopia. We need a miracle only God can give. Would you be one aspect, one part of that miracle? Could you give $100 to save 10 lives, to feed them 30 or 50 for 3 or 5? But is there any way you could give 1,000 or maybe several thousand, God, please? There's some who can. And I pray their heart will leap with joy to do it. In Jesus' name, would you please go get your bank card. Use it like a check. We have gifts to send you about the wonderful gift of God expressed in Holy Communion, and then how you can write your own life journey and share it with your family in the Life Legacy and the beautiful Water of Life bronze. Would you please give the greatest gift? Give somebody a future. Give them life, and they will all know it was because of the Father and Jesus in us, in you. Please do it right now. Thank you so much.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. Severe drought and famine, including in crisis areas like Ethiopia, means we must replenish food supplies immediately to keep feeding 350,000 children and help reach more people in desperate need. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send the blessing of taking communion. In this book, discover how the sacred ordinance of communion helps to feed your soul and remind you of the transformative power of receiving the Lord's Supper. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Life Legacy Journal. This beautiful journal and pen will help you write your personal story and share the experiences that made you who you are. One day, the generations that follow will be able to look back and learn from the legacy you've left behind. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
James, Betty, I know your heart for the people of Africa. I know, Betty, how you've just always connected your heart with the mothers here in these communities. James, your heart for the children like little Buddy, that so often are the ones that pay the biggest price, that suffer so dearly. And that is what we're seeing right now. We're seeing crisis at the level from a malnutrition and near starvation perspective here in Angola like I have never seen before. We cannot bring an end to this crisis. We cannot save the lives we need to save without you. We need you to open your hearts today. So please, I'm asking you to dial that number on your screen or to get online and to give the very best gift that you can give today, to give the gift of life by giving the gift of food.
I'm holding this beautiful bronze of Jesus holding a cup of water. If just a cup of water, you give him my name, you won't lose your reward. He determines the reward. He determines the blessing. To the person who gets the water, that blessing is life, just like the one who gets the food. I pray many people will give that $1,000. Give 100 people a real chance at life. Thank you so much. We're going to continue to talk about what must happen to correct our perilous course. Thank you so much for watching.
I thought, God, you said you would never leave me nor forsake me. I need to feel your love.
Tomorrow on Life Today.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.